It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-1. Line down the left field line in the air. Murphy over to the corner. Tanner reaches out, dives, and made the catch. Soaring through the sky.
1-0.
Swing and a drive. Deep to left field. Ramirez to the berm. Grand slam. Home run. The Brooklyn Cyclones take a 9-7 lead.
First toss. Breaking ball clobbered. Deep to left field. Out to the wall. Gone.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
After a wacky previous 2 days in New York City, baseball is back in Brooklyn. And tonight, the Brooklyn Cyclones meet the Greenville Drive from Maimonides Park for the third contest of a six-game set between the two. Hey, everyone. So great to be with you alongside Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. No baseball yesterday for the Clones, which means you have to rewind back to Wednesday morning for the last time Chris Newell's squad took the field. And boy, was it a thriller here at Maimonides Park. A 7-6 walk-off Cyclones victory where the headliner was none other than Kevin Parada. A solo shot go-ahead home run in the seventh inning, only to follow it up later on in the ninth for the final of four consecutive singles in the bottom of the ninth inning when Brooklyn really just teed off of Greenville down the stretch of that baseball game. It was enough to give the Cyclones the win, their first of the series, after Greenville took the opener back on Tuesday. But as far as Wednesday's game was concerned, Parada really the hero, not only in terms of coming up clutch, but tying a career high with three base hits. This is someone who has really emerged as one of the top prospects, not just for Brooklyn, but across all of high A baseball. Brooklyn has now had at least one walk-off win in every home series so far this year, Justin, and those fireworks and heroics continued into this Greenville series back on Wednesday.
Yeah, no, Parada was fantastic in that ball game. Three hits, as you mentioned, tying a career high, the clutch home run to put Brooklyn ahead in the seventh inning. Obviously, Greenville able to tie it on a sac fly in the eighth. But Parada, the fourth of four straight singles in the ninth inning to come away with a walk-off win. And Parada been swinging a good bat during that 11-game on-base streak. You mentioned 326 average, 824 OPS. And Parada, a guy who fell down some top 100 rankings. It'll be interesting to see where Baseball America has him in the organization when they update their top 30 in the next couple of weeks. But still so much potential. Still only 21 years old. Won't turn 22 until the beginning of August. And Parada, if he keeps hitting the way he's been hitting since the start of May, the sky's the limit for the right-handed hitter.
And we've got good news for you, the listener, because Parada tonight batting second and catching in this Brooklyn lineup. But it hasn't just been Kevin who has been getting it done at the dish as of recently. Another name that I mentioned earlier on our pregame show here on the scoreboard in-house, Justin, maybe flying a little bit under the radar, but still to no avail, Mateo Gil has really been tearing the cover off of the ball for this Brooklyn squad. He's reached base safely in 16 of his previous 17 contests, tied for the team lead in home runs with five as well, and he comes into tonight riding a six-game hit streak. And to answer your question, yes, he is in the lineup tonight playing third base and hitting seventh. So, Justin, good to see Gil continuing to do his thing. You really get the sense that ever since he joined this Cyclone squad coming over from Double-A Binghamton, he's really figured it out.
Yeah, no, it took him a little bit in the first couple of weeks. Probably weren't exactly how he imagined it would go. But you look back to May 18th in Hudson Valley, and that was really the starting point for this success for Gil. You look at the time he's played since then. You mentioned the 16 games on base out of 17 played. In that time, tied for third in the league in home runs, tied for fourth in extra base hits and RBI, fifth in slugging, and seventh in OPS, hovering right around 950. So Gil has been doing it all, not to mention he has been very effective at third base and second base defensively over the course of these last few weeks. So wins, runs created plus just under 150, which is about 50% better than league average. 100 is right at league average. So it's been very impressive to see what Mateo has done recently, and it just feels like it's a matter of time before he rejoins where he started this season. That's AA Binghamton.
And again, Gill batting seventh and playing third base tonight for the Cyclones. As far as tonight's pitching matchup is concerned, for Brooklyn, it's the right-hander Christian Scott making his sixth start of the season during his time in Brooklyn. Comes into tonight having logged 18 and two-thirds innings, a 1-0 record, and a 2.89 ERA, 18 strikeouts to three walks. He's got a sub-1 whip as well. Scott's someone who is really dazzled, and last time out for Scott, he was really pretty nails in a start against Jersey Shore, where he won four innings, only allowed two hits and one run. Of course, a top 30 prospect per MLB pipeline in the Mets organization is Scott, checking in at number 27. On the flip side, as you see on your screen, if you're watching along on MILB TV, the Bally Live app, it's Hunter Dobbins for Greenville. Dobbins, someone who has looked really solid in his own right as well. We've got a pair of starters with sub-1 whips, walks, hits per innings pitch. Dobbins, 28 innings, also making his sixth start, and a 3.21 ERA to go along with a 3-1 record and a strikeout-to-walk ratio of 28-4. So a pair of impressive arms on display tonight at Maimonides Park. Again, game 3 of 6 this week. A doubleheader tomorrow, followed by the finale on Sunday between Brooklyn and Greenville, the Mets and Red Sox High A affiliates. We'll have more on the Cyclone pregame show coming up after a short break. You're listening to it on the Cyclone Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the 3rd inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Moving right along here on the Cyclone pregame show. Before we get you set for Brooklyn and Greenville, the Cyclones and the Drive on this Friday night, a windy night on Coney Island, a bit of an overcast sky with some blue poking through as well. Before first pitch upcoming between Brooklyn and Greenville, let's get you tonight's starting lineups. First for the visiting Drive at 29-24, half a game back of the Winston-Salem Dash for first place in the South Division of the SAL. The Drive lineup tonight leading off Max Ferguson. He plays second base. Then Edinson Paulino after him at shortstop after a 1-for-5 day back on Wednesday. Blaze Jordan is the 3-hitter at 299 on the campaign. Jordan batting third and playing third. Brian Gonzalez cleans up. He's the designated hitter. Then it's Tyler Miller's turn in the five-hole. Miller playing first base. Eduardo Lopez is the sixth batter. He mans center field. Ronald Rosario does the catching and hits seventh. After him, it's Kyer Meredith out in right in the eighth spot. And Nick Decker rounds out this Greenville batting order. He is in the ninth spot playing left field. And again, the starting pitcher tonight for Greenville, it's the right-hander Hunter Dobbins. Sixth start of the season, a 3.21 ERA, and a 3-1 record. Now for the home Brooklyn Cyclones at 23-29 in sixth place in the North Division of the South Atlantic League. Chris Newell's Cyclones like this. Alex Ramirez leads off and plays center field. Kevin Parada, after his three-hit day back on Wednesday, including the walk-off winner, he's in the two spot and doing the catching. William Lugo is the shortstop. He hits third following Parada. Omar De Los Santos cleans up out in right. Jalen Palmer is the five-man. Palmer playing left field this evening. Chase Estep hits sixth and plays first base, followed by Mateo Gil on the opposite side of the infield over at third base, Gil hitting seventh. Eduardo Salazar, tonight's designated hitter. Good to see Eduardo back in the lineup after a day off back on Wednesday. He's the DH. And then rounding out the batting order for Brooklyn, it's Cesar Berbessi. Berbessi in the ninth spot, seeing his first action since June the 3rd. So Berbessi batting ninth and playing second base. One more time quickly for Brooklyn. Ramirez, Parada, Lugo, De Los Santos, Palmer, Estep, Gil, Salazar, Berbessi. The nine for the Cyclones up at the dish. And the starting pitcher for Brooklyn tonight is the right-hander number 22, Christian Scott. Pitching in his sixth game, all starts for Brooklyn so far this year. Just a 1-0 record, but a very minuscule 2.89 ERA, 18 strikeouts, and only 3 walks in 18 and 2/3 innings. All right, that'll just about do it for our Cyclone pregame show. We'll take a short break. When we come back, it's time for baseball from Maimonides Park, Brooklyn and Greenville on a Friday night. Stay with us.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock. Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back out to Maimonides Park on Coney Island. The color guard leading the field, FDNY night, 80s night here at the ballpark, as well as the Cyclones and Drive get ready to play game three of this six-game series. Yesterday's game postponed due to the poor air quality, not only in Coney Island, but across the five boroughs of New York City, something that has been dealt with not only here in the tri-state area all week long, but across the East Coast. Our thoughts and prayers obviously out to everybody in the line of those wildfires up north in Canada. But thankfully, it is a beautiful night, a little bit windy, but we'll take it after the last couple of days here in Brooklyn and beyond. As I'm Justin Rock, alongside my partner Johnny Gadamowicz, first pitch between the Mets and Red Sox affiliates just around the bend. Looking at the weather here tonight on Coney Island, much better. Did have a little bit of rain earlier, but it has dried out. Still a mix of blue sky and clouds hovering overhead right now. 65 degrees, real feel at 61. About 5 mph wind gusts to the west. American flag out in center, blowing in and towards the third base dugout. Christian Scott warming up on the hill. Let's take another quick run through of the Greenville starting lineup put together by their manager, Iggy Suarez. For those of you that missed it on the pregame show earlier today, Max Ferguson leads off at second. Edinson Paulino, the shortstop, is in the two spot. Blaze Jordan, third baseman, hits third. Brian Gonzalez is the DH hitting cleanup. Tyler Miller, first baseman, bats fifth. Eduardo Lopez in the sixth spot, manning center, batting seventh behind the plate. Ronald Rosario, Kier Meredith makes his second straight start. He's in right field, and the Jersey product, Nick Decker, hits seventh. Hits ninth. He is in left field, number seven in your scorebook. Christian Scott on the mound for Brooklyn this afternoon. Scott been so good for the Cyclones all year long. You look at the numbers for Christian coming into play today, making his sixth start, 1-0, a 2.89 ERA. 13 hits allowed in 18 and two-thirds innings. Three walks, 18 strikeouts, a 191 opponent average. Johnny, he was amazing in his last start here at home.
He really was, and it seems like it's been contagious for Brooklyn starting pitching. But Scott's someone who has been right there in the conversation with the likes of a Tyler Stewart, Blake Tidwell. His numbers go toe-to-toe with the aforementioned guys, and no reason he can't continue to carry that mojo, carry that cool, calm, and collected swagger into tonight's matchup against the Drive.
So here is Max Ferguson to lead things off. The windup, our first pitch of the game, is a tad bit high, and we are underway at 7:03 Eastern Time. Music still playing from the third base side as Ferguson swings and misses. It's 1-1. Live band performing on the concourse as part of our Friday night festivities here on Coney. Scott working from the third base side of the hill, the 1-1. And Ferguson laid on a fastball up. And the count is quickly 1-2. Ferguson hitting at 241, three homers, 17 RBIs, was 0-5 in Wednesday's matinee. The 1-2, Ferguson puts it in the air, left center field. Long run back into his right, Ramirez. He won't get there. Off the warning track and up against the fence. Ferguson on his way to second. He's there standing with a leadoff double. Just the second hit of the series for Ferguson. Goes for extra bases, his 10th two-base hit of the year. Came off the bat at 97 miles an hour. And the Drive of a man in scoring position with nobody out. So one on, nobody retired for Edinson Paulino. Left-handed batter, just 20 years old, and the first pitch from Scott Paulino shows bunt. Pulls back as that sails outside. It's 1-0. Paulino 1-5 at a two-run double in the Drive's five-run fourth inning on Wednesday afternoon. 2-10 in the series. The 1-0, and Paulino takes low. It's two balls and no strikes. Ranked as the Red Sox number 9 prospect now. Baseball America earlier today coming up with their updated top 30 prospects, accounting for the first 2-plus months of the season now. The 2-0, and Paulino late on a fastball. It's 2-1, 93 that time from Scott. Well, Paulino, the highest-ranked prospect now on this Greenville roster, number 9 on Baseball America's list. Game 1 starter for Greenville tomorrow, Wickelman Gonzalez, number 12. Ferguson, good speed at second, the 2-1. And Paulino gets jammed with the slider. Fouled off third base way. It's 2-2. Blaze Jordan, who's in the on-deck circle, ranked at number 16. Briner Bonazzi, who's on the IL as of Tuesday. Number 18, Angel Bastardo, will start for the Red Sox affiliate on Sunday at number 24. And Dalton Rogers, who started the opening game of the series, at number 26. So 6 of the 30 currently on this Greenville roster. As Paulino takes high, it's full at 3-2. Look at Scott's last start. No decision against Jersey Shore. Went 4 innings, allowed a run on 2 hits. Did throw a season high 70 pitches and 48 strikes. The right-hander's payoff. And Paulino hits it in the air down the left field line. Long run to his right for Palmer. But this one will sail out by the Greenville bullpen out of play. Stays at 3-2. Walk 2, struck out 3. The 2 walks a season high for Scott. But you look at his last 3 starts, dating back to the doubleheader in Hudson Valley on Sunday, May the 21st. He has been outstanding. The payoff pitch. And Paulino, another foul ball to the left. And it remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Look at the last 3 starts. Just 1 run allowed on a grand total of 4 hits in his last 13 innings. So 1 run on 4 hits in his last 13 frames. In his previous 3 starts, that's a sub-1 ERA. The payoff pitch again, and this time Paulino's laid on the fastball for strike 3. 93 miles an hour up in the zone. And Scott has the first out and the first strikeout of the ballgame. And painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Brings up Blaze Jordan. Right-handed swinging third baseman. Scott from the stretch. And he misses off the outside edge. It's 1-0. We just mentioned Jordan now, number 16. On Baseball America's list of top 30 Red Sox farmhands. 0-9 in the series is Jordan. 0-4 his last 13 as well. Hitting at 300, 7 homers, 36 runs batted in. Runner breaks towards third. Scott's going to let him have it, and the breaking ball slips and ends up hitting Jordan. And that's going to send the runner back to second base. How often do you see that? Ferguson was at third base basically by the time that ball hit Blaze Jordan. And Scott clearly recognized the runner going, tried to adjust, realized he was too far into his delivery, and had to come home and ended up mildly benefiting as that lead runner has to retreat to second. Double play now in order to potentially end the inning. But 2-on, 1-out for Brian Gonzalez. And he takes a breaking pitch for strike 1. Left to right of the outfield for Brooklyn tonight. Jalen Palmer, Alex Ramirez, and Omar De Los Santos. Third to first around the infield. Mateo Gil, William Lugo, Cesar Berbessi, and Chase Estep. With Kevin Parada doing the catching behind the plate. Right-hander's 0-1. And Gonzalez fouls it down the right field line. It's quickly 0-2. Gonzalez 1-for-3 with a double and a walk on Wednesday. Hitting at 232 on the season. 5 home runs, 24 runs batted in. 4-game hit streak coming into play today. 5-4 his last 17. Righty's 0-2. And Gonzalez brushed back with a fastball at 93. It's 1-2. Scott, as Johnny mentioned on the pregame show, top 30 prospect in the Mets organization, number 26 by Baseball America, up to number 27 by MLB.com. 1-2, And a swing and a miss. Got him. Fastball up at 93 again. Second strikeout tonight for Scott. And there is two on, two out for the first baseman, Tyler Miller. Painting the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Tyler Miller, the hitter, left-handed batter, was 1-for-3 with a couple of runs scored, walked and stole a base on Wednesday, and the left-handed batter sends it to the screen. It's 0-1. Tyler hitting at 264, four home runs, 19 RBIs. Eight-game hitting streak coming into play today. 11-4 his last 29, has reached an 11 straight, dating back to May the 21st. Former ninth-round pick out of Auburn. The 0-1 from his fellow SEC former foe. And the former Florida Gator fires a strike. It's 0-2. Blue skies up above, mostly clouds out beyond the center field and outfield fences. Luna Park in full swing as we barrel towards the middle of June. The 0-2, and Miller fouls it straight back at 94. It remains at 0-2. Scott did not join Brooklyn this year until the very tail end of May. Missed the first month or so of the season on the IL. Rejoined Brooklyn prior to his Cyclones debut for 2023 on May the 9th. Scott's 0-2, and Miller takes it at the letter. Strike three called. So Greenville puts two men on a double and a hit batter, but Scott strikes out three in the inning to strand them both on base. No runs, one hit, two left at the end of the half. It's Greenville nothing. Brooklyn coming to bat. You're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network and watching on Bally Live and MILB.TV.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
We have no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the first, Kevin Parada due up second in the inning. For those of you that missed the pregame show, a quick run-through of the Cyclones' starting lineup. Leading off in center, Alex Ramirez. Kevin Parada, you just heard from, bat second behind the plate. William Lugo hits third at short. Omar De Los Santos, the cleanup batter in right. Jalen Palmer hits fifth and left. Jay-Z Step at first, hit sixth. Mateo Gil, the number seven hitter at third. Eduardo Salazar is the DH. And Cesar Bervesi rounds out the order, hitting ninth. And playing second, Hunter Dobbins on the mound for Greenville tonight. Alex Ramirez will lead things off. Righty against righty, and the first pitch to Ramirez, lined into left field for a base hit. Now one pitch into the ball game, Brooklyn has their first hit, their first base runner, and Ramirez is on to start the bottom of the first. So Alex with the base hit. Now a five-game hitting streak. And here is the hero from Wednesday afternoon, Kevin Parada. Career-high tying three hits, including the game-winning walk-off RBI single in the ninth. Added his fourth home run of the year in the seventh. And the righty's first pitch, breaking ball, is in for strike one. Parada hitting at 253, four home runs, 17 runs batted in. A 748 OPS. Throw back to first, and Ramirez dives in safely. Dobbins, the right-hander on the mound for the drive today. 6'2", 185 pounds. Will turn 24 in August from Bryan, Texas. Just outside College Station. As Parada fouls it backwards, it is 0-2. Dobbins making his sixth start of the year, 3-1, a 3.21 ERA. 23 hits in 28 innings. Only four walks, 28 strikeouts. It's a 7-1 walk to strikeout ratio. The 0-2, and Parada a foul tip into the glove of Rosario for strike three. So Dobbins picks up his first strikeout today. One on, one out for William Lugo. Lugo, three straight multi-hit games coming into play today. 6-4 his last 11 with a homer and three RBIs. Hitting at 202 now on the year. Two home runs, nine runs batted in. Throwback to first, and Ramirez is able to get in ahead of the tag for Miller.
Well, Alex better be careful over there at first base. It looked like if that throw was a little bit more on the money from Dobbins, he might have got Ramirez in time.
Was a little bit slow to react getting back. First pitch to Lugo, taken inside for ball one. Defensively behind Dobbins. Left to right in the outfield, Nick Decker, Eduardo Lopez, and Kier Meredith. Third to first around the infield, Blaze Jordan, Edinson Paulino, Max Ferguson, Tyler Miller. 1-0, and Lugo sends it back towards the press level. And off towards the parking lot, it's 1-1. Ronald Rosario doing the catching behind the plate for Dobbins. Eighth round pick of the Red Sox 2 years ago out of Texas Tech. 1-1, and Lugo takes high. It's two balls and a strike. Umpiring crew here today behind the plate calling balls and strikes. Brian Laws with Elliot Melton on the bases. Dobbins at the letters. The 2-1 runner goes. There's a ground ball back up the middle. Second baseman Ferguson can't handle it. Picked up off the dirt by Paulino, and he'll throw to first for the out. I wonder how much of Ferguson multitasking there caused him to fumble the baseball. With Ramirez in motion, Ferguson, if he fielded that ball cleanly, probably gets a double play to end the inning because he was standing right on top of the second base bag. But instead, your old-fashioned 4-6-3 ground out because Ferguson made contact with the baseball. Ramirez in a scoring position for Omar De Los Santos. And the breaking ball is inside. It's 1-0. Omar, 1-for-4, had an RBI on Wednesday. Did steal a base. Average at 202. Three home runs, 17 runs driven in. 1-0. And De Los Santos takes off the plate in. It's two balls and no strikes. Look at Dobbins' last start. Has picked up the win in each of his last three outings. The righty's 2-0, and De Los Santos laid on a fastball at 92. It is 2-1. Picked up the win against Hickory last Friday. Three runs, two earned on five hits in six innings. Struck out seven in that contest as the breaking ball inside, and a balk is called on Dobbins. That gives Ramirez third base. So a balk on Dobbins, and now the go-ahead run 90 feet away. That pitch does not count. It's still 2-1. Dobbins, you look at those three starts, four earned runs in his last 19 innings. The 2-1, De Los Santos shows bunt, pulls back. As that sails high, it's three balls and one strike. He struck out 21 in those last three starts combined. 3-1 to Omar, and Dobbins powers a fastball by him. His high water mark so far today at 95. It's full 3-2. Dobbins did not make his season debut until May the 7th. Did not pitch at all in April. The payoff pitch, and De Los Santos tied up inside strike three. So De Los Santos down on strikes. Dobbins punches out a pair. And Brooklyn leaves a man in scoring position in the first. No runs, one hit, one left. After one, no score on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Top of the second inning, Brooklyn and Greenville are scoreless. Fans, Forest Electric New York is proud to be the preferred electrical contractor of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Whether it's small-scale service job or a large-scale electrical installation, Forest Electric New York has the experience and expertise to provide a high-performance, single-source electrical solution. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you on this Friday night, June the 9th. Eduardo Lopez, Ronald Rosario, Kier Meredith. 3-2 up in the inning for Greenville. Fans, a reminder, those who wanted to come out yesterday for our Pride Night festivities that were postponed along with the ball game. Give you some updates there if you missed it online as Lopez takes a strike at his 0-1. That date will be rescheduled for June the 30th, as will the jersey giveaway. Lopez at 275 on the year out in front of the change. And Scott ahead of the leadoff batter in the second, 0-2. Lopez, 275, two home runs, 23 RBI. Has reached in six straight games, 8-4 his last 21. That goes 5-0 on Parada. And it's one ball and two strikes. Brooklyn for the first time this year wearing the Friday night black alternates as part of play ball weekend across Major and Minor League Baseball. Brooklyn and blue lettering arched across the chest with a white and orange backdrop, blue numerals on the front with a white and orange backdrop. On the back of the uniform, a little different, the 1-2. Fouled away, it's 1-2, banging right off the luxury level. And oh, what a catch by a fan on the ricochet. Oh, man, that was nice. Got the glasses on like Kevin Parada. Fittingly, he made the play like Kevin Parada. 1-2 the count. And Lopez checked his swing. Did he go? No, he did not. On appeal, says Melton, it's 2-2. But on the back, paying homage to the Big Apple. And, of course, the rising apple at first Shea Stadium and now Citi Field. Big red apple on the back of that black jersey as Lopez rounds it up the first base line. It's 2-2. And right on the middle, blue numerals with a white outline. White pants, gold and red piping along the side. Scott rocking the black and white Nike cleats matching the jersey top. His 2-2 pops straight up in the air. Left side of the infield, Gill calling off the shortstop, Lugo. And Mateo makes the catch on the brown shaded turf for the first out of the second inning. Base is empty, one out. Now the catcher, Ronald Rosario. 3-for-3 in the opening game of the series on Tuesday. Had a double, a walk, and a run scored. And Greenville hitting at 333 in 15 games. 16-for-48, a homer and six runs driven in. Righty's first pitch, breaking ball. Waved at and missed, it's 0-1. Rosario, five-game hitting streak, 11 for his last 17. With three walks mixed in there as well, the 0-1. Dribbled back towards the mound, fielded by Scott to his left, jogs to first underhand flip to E-step for the second out. Two up and two down for Christian. Brings up Kier Meredith. Meredith, 1-for-4 as the DH on Wednesday. Hitting at 229, no home runs, 5 RBI. Brooklyn tonight, Royal Blue Cap, Royal Blue Bill, with the orange interlocking BK logo on the front. Third baseman Gill playing in, even with the bag. First pitch to the lefty swinging Meredith is outside for ball one. Meredith, our St. Mark's Comics villain of the game. Fittingly, on 80s night, Skeletor is the villain posted on Kier's face as Meredith takes inside. It's 2-0. Had to think about that for a second because I wasn't born until 92. So I had to relay on all my cartoon jokes poking fun at He-Man and Skeletor in order to get that as Meredith takes inside for ball three.
What's your go-to cartoon?
Well, it depends on... Are we talking about kids' cartoons or more like Family Guy? As that pitch low to Meredith, ball four.
I'd say all of the above.
I mean, for the non-kitty subject, I'd probably go Family Guy or American
enough.
Dad. I know they've cracked a lot of jokes on He-Man and Skeletor in the, not really cartoons, but what is it on Adult Swim? Robot Chicken, I know they've played a lot of jokes on that, but I feel like there's even been stuff in things like SpongeBob
right.
and all the other Fairly Odd Parents.
Oh, that's what I was going to go with.
That's an all-time classic. Runner goes, pitch inside, throw down by Parada. The tag by Lugo, not in time. Oh, Lugo with a sly grin. He thought he had him. The throw down by Parada hopped, but it seemed to lead right into Lugo's tag on Meredith, who appeared to get underneath it. And it's 1-0 on Nick Decker. Take a look back at that play. And, yep, great call by the base umpire, Melton. He was safe. As Decker takes a strike, it's 1-1. Decker, fittingly the villain of the game the first two games of the series, especially on Tuesday when he hit the go-ahead home run in the ninth. Decker, 2-for-4 on Wednesday with two doubles and an RBI. 4-for-8. With four extra base hits in the series, runner goes. Throw down to third by Scott after stepping off. And this time, Meredith is out. Fool me once, shame on you. Can't fool me twice if you're Christian Scott. Meredith picked off, stealing third, 1-5, inning over. Through 1.5, no score on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hola, soy César Berbesi de la ciudad de Maracay, Venezuela, y está escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Jalen Palmer, Chase Estep, Mateo Gill. 3-2 up for Brooklyn in the bottom of the second inning. No score here on this Friday night. Reminder, folks, because of yesterday's postponement, a doubleheader tomorrow starting at 4 o'clock Eastern time. Game 2, about 35 to 45 minutes after the conclusion of the opener as Palmer takes low for ball one. Jalen, 0-for-3 on Wednesday with a walk and a stolen bag. Hitting at a .181, two homers, 15 RBI. And he takes a strike bottom of the zone. It's 1-1. It'll be Jeffrey Colon and Wickelman Gonzalez, one of the top 15 prospects for the Red Sox in game one, as Palmer fouls it out of the stadium, 1-2. And in game two, it'll be Tyler Stewart, the league leader in ERA, against Jordan DiValerio, who will make a spot start for the drive. Ghostbusters in the house on 80s night, as Palmer retired on a strikeout to begin the second. Three of the four outs recorded by Dobbins today have been punch-outs. And there is one out in the bottom of the second for Chase Easton.
28 strikeouts for Dobbins coming into tonight in 28 even innings of work. So not necessarily someone who mows guys down via the punch-out, but certainly feeling his stuff tonight.
Brings up Chase Easton. And the Kentucky native takes outside. It's 1-0. Easton 0 for 4 on Wednesday. Hitting at 218, two home runs, 19 driven in. 1-0 from Dobbins, and Easton, a high pop. First base side, foul ground, Miller on the warning track, but this will drift into the seats about five rows back. It is 1-1. Greenville this afternoon wearing the road grays. Greenville in red script lettering across the chest. White and black borders around it. Red numerals on the back, that same white and black border around the edge of the numerals. Gray pants down to the ankles for Dobbins as Easton watches that dart down and in. Two balls and one strike. Red piping along the side. Gray and white Under Armour cleats buried into the ballpark mound for Dobbins as Easton gets jammed. Hits it on the ground at third, backhanded by Jordan, who makes a strong throw for the second out. Two up, two down for Dobbins in the second. And now the third baseman, Mateo Gill. Mateo, 1-for-3 with a double, was hit by a pitch and scored a run in Brooklyn's last effort. With the Cyclones this year, hitting at 202, five home runs, tied for the team lead. 16 RBIs, six-game hitting streak coming into play today, and make it seven as he saucers it down the left field line again for extra bases. Up against the left field pole. And Gill will motor into second base with a two-out double. Eighth double of the year for Gill. That double brought to you by TD Bank and their Double Up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases, 102 miles an hour off the bat for number 12. So Brooklyn for the second straight inning has a man in scoring position. And now it is one of the newest members of the club, and Eduardo Salazar watches that miss down and away. It's one ball and no strike. Salazar 0-for-3 with a walk on Tuesday. Did not play on Wednesday. 5 for his first 24 with the Cyclones. Two doubles and an RBI. The 1-0. And Salazar brushed back up and in. Count runs 2-0. Drive tonight, Navy cap, Navy bill. That swooping red G logo right on the front. The righty's 2-0. And Salazar, a heavy swing and a miss. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 2-1. Lights on here at the stadium. Not much effect just yet. And it's second, two out, no score. The 2-1 jam shot on the ground to third. Coming in is Jordan. Sidearm toss to first is in time. And the side retired. So Brooklyn unable to capitalize on Mateo Gill's two-out double. No runs, a hit, one left. After two, no score on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, guys, here at Bi-Cal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Bi-Cal, you've always got a pal.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Top of the third inning. No score here on Coney Island. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. 9-1 and 2 due up for the drive. Nick Decker will come back to the plate after Kier Meredith was thrown out trying to swipe third before the pitch on Christian Scott. Fans, Sweet and Boozy Ice Cream has arrived, located next to the bar by the Cyclones team store on the third base side. Sweet and Boozy serves up 4 incredible ice cream flavors, 5 booze-infused flavors for adult fans, and 3 social media crazy thunder cups for you to snap some pictures with. Make sure you come down to a Cyclones game to get your sweetness on. And getting his broadcasting on, my partner to my left, that is Johnny Gadamowicz. Johnny?
I'll try to do just that, Justin. Thank you very much. No score as we enter the top of the third between Brooklyn and Greenville. And as you mentioned, 9-1-2 for the drive here in the top half of the frame. First, Nick Decker, left-handed hitting outfielder, and the first pitch is swung back and fouled off the glass to our left and ricochets back onto the main concourse below. It's nothing and one. Christian Scott back out for his third frame of work so far. A zero up on the scoreboard in the run department. The 0-1. Swinging a fly ball on the left-handed side out of the stadium and rolls out onto Surf Avenue. Decker behind quickly 0-2. Only one base hit thus far allowed by Scott. It was the first batter of the game he faced, Max Ferguson, who doubled. But could advance no further than second base in that top of the first when the drive stranded a pair. 3 strikeouts thus far for Scott. Ahead 0-2 on Decker. Toes that third base side of the rubber. Now into his windup, the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. 85 miles per hour on the radar gun from Scott. He sits down Decker for his 4th punch out of the night. And now we go back to the top for Max Ferguson. That painting the corner strikeout brought to you by our friends at Jack Lock and Solo and Company. Lock and Solo Paints. Be sure to visit their stores in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. One away, base is empty for Max Ferguson, the pitch. Breaking ball in there for a called strike. It's nothing and one to the Greenville second baseman. Ferguson, as I mentioned, the only base hit in the drive of Mustard thus far today. Lefty batter, 0-1, waving a miss. And he's behind quickly 0-2 at a ball that was below the zone. Ferguson enjoying himself a nice year. Tied for third in the South Atlantic League in stolen bases. Plenty of speed as he calls time and steps out. Gathers himself, now back in, ready to go. That's why he's occupied this leadoff spot for Iggy Suarez, manager of the drive for a decent portion of this 2023 campaign. 0-2 on the way, cut on and miss, strike 3. 93 mile per hour heater from Scott. Ferguson couldn't catch up to it, and as a result, Christian Scott has his 5th strikeout, and 2 away with the bases empty for Edinson Paulino. Third baseman Gill well off the line on the left-handed side of the infield. Big hole up the middle. First pitch misses down and in and trickles into the backstop. Doesn't matter with nobody on, though. 1-0 the count to Edinson Paulino, the shortstop. Paulino's hit safely in 6 of his previous 7 games. Only a 237, though, so far this season with Greenville. Scott, a short wind, fires a 1-0, and this one hit in the air a mile high. On the left side, shallow left field, the shortstop Lugo back. He's called off by Palmer, the left fielder, who ranges in to make the one-handed catch and retire the side. So no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left at the end of 2.5. We're scoreless from Maimonides Park on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
guests come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Kendall from La Mirada, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We're scoreless as we head to the bottom of the third from Maimonides Park between the Cyclones and the Greenville Drive here on this Friday night on historic Coney Island alongside my partner Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Brooklyn will send 9-1-2 to the plate here in this bottom of the third inning. Cesar Berbessi, Alex Ramirez, and then Kevin Parada. First, Berbessi playing second base tonight for Chris Newell's Cyclone, seeing his first bit of action since June 3rd, just shy of a week. Good to see Cesar back in the lineup. Brooklyn in the alternates tonight, the black jerseys, white pants, and the red home run apple on the back of that jersey. The blue number on the back engulfed in it. First toss to Berbessi. He flares it on the left side. A slow roller for the third baseman, Jordan. He collects and zips it on over to first in time for out number one. Back to the top we go. Hunter Dobbins, Greenville starter, has been cruising so far. Only two hits allowed. Brooklyn stranded men in scoring position in both innings thus far, but they'll hope for a different result here with their leadoff man Ramirez on, one gone, and the bases empty. Dobbins into his wind, the pitch, and Ramirez takes a fastball right down the middle for a called strike one. Hunter pitching much better this season than he did last year. 0-1 to Ramirez is in the dirt. A bouncer off the chest protector of the catcher Rosario. It's 1-1. Dobbins last year in 17 starts for low A Salem, a 5.22 ERA. But you fast forward to 2023, the ERA down practically two full runs, 3.21. 1-1, hit off the hands on the right side. This one will move into foul ground, but the catch made by the right fielder Meredith. Nice job to track that ball down and get to it just before he ran into the mesh netting for out number two. So now the base is empty for Kevin Parada.
And to say he showed no fear knowing that sidewall was coming up very close, seemed totally unfazed by it.
Sometimes you just have your momentum going so much because, you know, you got to book it in order to get to the vicinity of the baseball that you don't have much of a choice. But Meredith certainly was not fazed in pursuit of that fly ball. First toss to Kevin Parada is a breaking ball in the dirt for ball one. Parada, the walk-off hero early Wednesday afternoon. 1-0. Parada takes down and away. It's 2-0 to the Brooklyn catcher. Kevin enjoyed quite the day back on Wednesday if you were with us. Three hits, a go-ahead homer in the seventh, a walk-off single in the ninth. 2-0 pitch. Big rip and a miss. Parada late on the heater, and it's 2-1. Kevin, an 11-game on-base streak coming into tonight's contest. 0-1 with a strikeout. The 2-1 foul straight back, and it's two balls and two strikes. Playing in his 48th game of the 2023 campaign, a .253 batting average, four home runs, 17 RBIs, and 23 runs scored to lead the squad. Calls time, steps out before a 2-2 delivery upcoming from Dobbins. Bases empty, two gone, no score. The righty fires. Parada hits it high in the air on the left side, but this one tails well foul out towards the Thunderbolt roller coaster, in the vicinity of it at least. But it does remain in the stadium on the concourse as a youngster on to collect a souvenir, and now another 2-2 upcoming. First baseman Miller well off the line, 2-2 pitch. Parada fights it off foul on the right-handed side. And it stays two balls and two strikes. A couple of more ricochets, level on to level, and it ultimately lands on the main concourse below, where yet another souvenir is collected. Dobbins will need to offer another 2-2. We'll see what Parada can do with it. Here's the pitch. Swing and a high fly ball. Hit to shallow left field. The shortstop back, and he makes the catch. Paulino does in stride for out number three. So a 1-2-3 for Hunter Dobbins. We're scoreless after three at Maimonides Park between the Cyclones and the Drive on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Cityside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 646-715-5555. That's 646-715-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Cityside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 646-715-5555.
No score as we move to the fourth between Brooklyn and Greenville here on the Cyclone Radio Network, the Bally Live app, alongside Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. 3-4-5 for Greenville, two up in the frame. Blaze Jordan, Brian Gonzalez, and Tyler Miller. The three for Iggy Suarez's drive here on 80s night at the ballpark. Hope you can join us this weekend here at Maimonides Park, whether it be for tomorrow's doubleheader as a result of yesterday's postponement, or in the series finale on Sunday, in the final of a six-game set between the Mets and Red Sox High A affiliates. Christian Scott, Brooklyn starter, back out for his fourth frame of work. He's only allowed one base hit so far through three. First pitch of the frame to Jordan is a breaking ball that misses down and away for ball one. Blaze Jordan in the three spot, playing third base today for Greenville. Scott toes the third base side of the slab. The 1-0 pitch. Swinging a sharp line drive off one hop. Lugo ice cream cones it and throws to first, but Estep can't make the pick. It would have been a very nice scoop at that for Chase at first base. Sort of just flailed the leather out there and got glove to baseball, but couldn't see it all the way through and just whacked the ball instead. So it does go down as an E6, at least is what it reads on the scoreboard for the time being. So one on and nobody out now for the cleanup man, Brian Gonzalez. Scott will shift gears from the windup to the stretch. A glance towards first, now the pitch, swing and a miss. And it's nothing and one to Gonzalez, the designated hitter. Brian 0 for 1 today, struck out swinging back in the first. One of five strikeouts thus far tonight for Scott. Comes set at his belt. Righty-on-righty matchup, the 0-1. Misses inside towards the hips of Gonzalez. And it's a ball and a strike. Brian, a four-game hitting streak, during which he's scored three runs. Jordan only a stride and a half or so off the bag at first base. Scott's 1-1. Swing and a foul ball straight back towards the parking lot and out of the stadium. So 1-2 the count now on Gonzalez. No score here in the top of the fourth. A drive with a man on first and nobody out. Brooklyn infield playing double play depth up the middle. Berbessi at second, Lugo at short. Jordan the runner off of first. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss. A tailing breaking ball that was well, low and away, but Gonzalez couldn't hold off, and Christian Scott has his sixth strikeout of the evening thus far. There's now one gone, with Jordan still patiently standing off of first. Now Tyler Miller, the lefty first baseman. Estep, the first baseman, holding the runner on. holding his mitt out towards Scott, who fires a first pitch. It's cut on and missed. 84-mile-per-hour change to Miller, and it's nothing and one.
Yeah, Scott set a new career-high 8 strikeouts in his last home start, and it feels like through 3 1/3 today he's trying to make another push to eclipse even that one.
Well, he's certainly well on pace for it, mathematically speaking, depending on how long he can stay in this game. 0-1 misses inside to the left-handed hitting Miller, and it's a ball and a strike. Miller mostly played first base in college. That's where he is today. He has played plenty of third, though, during his time in the Red Sox organization. Also played short and a little outfield at Auburn. Cuts and misses at a 1-1 breaking ball and falls behind a ball and two strikes.
You don't see too many shortstops also getting some time at first base. That's a credit to his athleticism.
What can he do here with a runner on in this scoreless tie? Behind 1-2, the pitch fouled straight back into the netting. And we'll try it again at 1-2. Miller 6'2", 193, a ninth-round pick by the Boston organization back in 2021. Riding an 8-game hitting streak. He's got 3 multi-hit games during that span as well. Scott, a deep exhale, 1-2. Breaking ball misses towards the spikes. And the count moves to 2-2. Cloudy, overcast day with puffy white clouds and intermittent blue sky mixed throughout. Most importantly, the air for the most part looks clear, not smoky. 2-2. Called strike 3 on the inside corner. Miller can't believe it, but Scott placed it right where he needed to. As Brian Laws, home plate umpire, rings up Tyler Miller for strikeout number 7 on the day for Scott, a painting the corner strikeout. Brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. So back-to-back punchouts, and Jordan still standing off of first. For Eduardo Lopez, the center fielder, first toss. Popped up in the air on the left side. The shortstop Lugo into shallow left field. But it's the third baseman Gill who makes the one-handed catch to retire the side. So no runs, no hits. One error and one left at the end of 3.5. We're scoreless between Brooklyn and Greenville on the Cyclone Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramirez, mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio en Los Ángeles.
No score from Maimonides Park. We move to the bottom of the fourth, and the meat of this Brooklyn batting order due up. William Lugo, Omar De Los Santos, Jalen Palmer. 3-4-5 for the Cyclones. On to face the right-handed hurler. Hunter Dobbins, his fourth frame of work. The Greenville starter has only allowed 2 base hits so far tonight. We've got a pitcher's duel on our hands if you're just joining us. Dobbins and his counterpart Christian Scott for Brooklyn cruising so far in the early stages. First pitch to William Lugo, cut on and missed, and it's nothing and one. Lugo 0-for-1 so far today, grounded out in the bottom of the first inning. Dobbins 0-1 toss, misses inside. Lugo scurries out of the way of it, and it's 1-1. Former Texas Tech Red Raider is Dobbins and his 1-1 pitch. Misses low and away for ball two. Didn't pitch during his junior season at Texas Tech in 2021 after he underwent Tommy John surgery. 2-1 to Lugo. Williams smacks this one to straightaway center field, taking Lopez back towards the warning track, and he makes the catch. Well, 4-12 to dead center, much to the chagrin of William Lugo, as Lopez tracked it down for out number one on a hard hit ball, barreled up well by Lugo, but it amounts to an out all the same, and now one gone, bases empty for Omar De Los Santos.
Yeah, nothing like a 105-mile-an-hour, 377-foot out.
First pitch to De Los Santos, misses inside for ball one. So anyway, for Dobbins, had heard from major league clubs prior to his injury that he might be a late first-round, early second-round type pick in 21. 1-0. De Los Santos takes a called strike. 84-mile-per-hour change that just clipped the outer half, and it's 1-1. Dobbins working quickly right back into the wind, the 1-1. De Los Santos takes a backdoor slider that misses it just a bit inside, and it's 2-1. Had he put together a strong junior year, that's where Dobbins might have went. 2-1 up and into Omar, and it's 3-0. But ultimately fell to the 8th round when the Red Sox took a flyer on him, and Dobbins himself, taking the glass-half-full approach, said, "It's a blessing in disguise. Always the possibility I wouldn't be with the Sox." 3-1 in there for a called strike. 93-mile-per-hour heater, and it's 3-2. Says it's a great group. He loves where he's at right now. 3-2. De Los Santos swinging a miss. 95 on the radar gun that time from Dobbins. He's got his 4th strikeout of the night. De Los Santos down on strikes for the 2nd time today. And there's 2 gone, and the base is empty for Jalen Palmer. I thought that was a really admirable approach for Dobbins, particularly with how much stock is taken on when you get drafted. First pitch misses up and in towards the helmet of Jalen Palmer, and it's 1-0. Out of Rudder High School is Dobbins, just 12 minutes from Texas A&M. 1-0, hit in the air on the right side. Meredith over to the corner to have a look, but nothing more as it lands just in front of the Brooklyn bullpen. So grew up a Texas A&M fan, watching the likes of Michael Wacha modeling his game after that, but he said ultimately the guy he tries to pitch like the most is none other than his father, Lance Dobbins. Gets the sign into his wind. 1-1. Palmer hits it on the left side. It's through for a base hit just past the outstretched glove of a diving shortstop, Paulino. So a 2-out single for Jalen Palmer. Only the 3rd base hit of the night for Brooklyn. But it comes with 2 outs as Palmer on first base for Chase Estep next.
Now 2 hits behind Walter Raskin for 4th place all-time in Cyclones history.
Continues to rise up the ranks, does Palmer. And plenty of speed, always a threat to go as well. Just in front of the cutout on the green-shaded turf. First pitch to Estep. Chase takes a called strike on the inner half. It's 0-1. So Dobbins' father pitched at Alabama, went on to throw professionally in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization as well. 0-1. Estep ropes one to first, but played well off one hop by Miller, who steps on the bag himself for out number 3. So a 2-out single by Jalen Palmer amounts to nothing. We're still scoreless after 4 here from Maimonides Park on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
No score as we move to inning number five. We've got a pitcher's duel on our hands. Christian Scott and Hunter Dobbins saying, anything you can do, I can do better. Let's see what Scott can do here in the fifth, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Yeah, it's been a fantastic pitching matchup so far through four innings. Ronald Rosario grounded out his first time, and he takes a first pitch strike from Scott at 0-1. Greenville, no runs, a hit, no errors. They have left three. Brooklyn, no runs, three hits, an error. They have left three as well. The righty's 0-1. This is a line drive back up the middle and through into center field for a base hit. First base hit for Greenville since Max Ferguson led off the game with a double. And Paulino continues to rip the ball around the diamond. Not a guy ranked in the Red Sox top 30, but only a 20-year-old catcher. Six-game hitting streak, 12-4 his last 19. And that last ball off the bat at 100 nearly miles an hour. So one on, nobody out. Now Kier Meredith, lefty batter. Third baseman Gill plays in. And Scott's first pitch pulled on the ground, backhanded by Estep on to second for one. Lugo back to first. Scott falling, trying to get his foot on the bag, not in time. Scott racing to get over there. Ball was hit quickly, so Estep got the toss to second in rapid time. Lugo had to hold up a tad to be able to lead Scott towards the base and try and avoid an error. So a 3-6 fielder's choice erases the lead man. One on and one out for the left fielder, Nick Decker. Top of the 8 o'clock hour in the East, Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowitz with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Get you our Coney Combos trivia question of the day here in the top of the fifth as Decker takes outside. It's 1-0. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Combos if you think you know the answer. But on this date in 1973, the Mets retired their legendary manager and player's number, the number of a legendary Brooklyn Dodger in Gil Hodges. Throw back to first, and Meredith dives back. Hodges, number 14, passed away from a heart attack just before the start of that pennant-winning 1973 season. Runner starts and stops, 1-0 skyward. Foul ground, first base side. He step onto the warning track, but this one will land about five rows behind the Brooklyn dugout. It is 1-1. But in addition to leading the 69 Mets to a World Series, there's a happy young little leaguer comes away with a baseball on play ball weekend. Also hit the first home run in New York Mets history. Did it in St. Louis in the Mets' inaugural year of 1962. So our Coney Combos trivia question is, which former All-Star pitcher did Hodges hit the home run off of for the first home run in New York Mets history? As Decker sends it towards the third base seats, it's 1-2. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos to chime in. Figured that was a fitting question with Hodges not only a legend in Brooklyn baseball history with the Dodgers, but one of the most beloved men in New York Mets history as well. One on, one out. No score, top of the fifth. Scott comes set at the belt, the 1-2 outside. And it's even, two balls and two strikes. Scott's season high in pitches has been 70. That was his last start. They've been extending that pitch count further and further with each outing as Christian works himself back from injury. The 2-2. And Decker lays off down and in. Did he go? No, he did not on appeal, says Melton. And it's full 3-2. Great to see Sandy in the house tonight. rocking his fitting 1980s apparel on 80s night. Looking like he's fresh out of Save by the Bell. Hey, there we are. Throw over to first, and Meredith dives back. Sandy and the serve squad getting ready for the t-shirt toss and the giveaway toss coming up in between the top and bottom of the fifth innings. I'm the guy in the Mets hat. Johnny's the man to my left. Runner goes. And Decker fouls it to the right. It's 3-2. Had some rain earlier today. Got to rock the cap to keep that noggin dry. Not everyone can have a full head of hair like Johnny. One on and one out. A 3-2 pitch coming to Decker.
Maybe I'll get a buzz cut one of these days.
Just to throw me off. Make me not feel so alone. The payoff pitch, runner goes. It's a called strike, but time called by the batter before the pitch. Wow. That's about as late as a time call granted as we've seen this season. This one from the home plate umpire, Brian Laws. Looked like it hit the outside corner from Scott. And we'll see what happens here as Christian has to make another 3-2 pitch. Meredith, good speed at first. We'll see if he goes again. He does not. The 3-2 pulled on the ground towards the first base dugout. It remains a full count. Tough news in Mets world today. Speaking of the Mets cap, Pete Alonso, Cyclone legend, placed on the injured list earlier today after being hit in the wrist. I believe it was on Wednesday night. On the pitch from Charlie Morton. Runner goes, payoff pitch, yanked, foul. Another long at-bat for these Greenville hitters. Next pitch will be the ninth of the AB. But Buck Showalter said CT scan in Atlanta happened for Alonso on Thursday morning, scheduled for an MRI later that day, yesterday here in New York. With a 96-mile-an-hour fastball on the wrist, expected to be out 3 to 4 weeks. Righty's 3-2, and Decker drops to a knee to try and hit the breaking ball for strike three. Snap throw behind the runner at first, not in time. Eighth strikeout tonight for Christian Scott. That ties a career high. Two out in the top of the fifth for Max Ferguson. Scott now at 70 pitches, matching his high water mark for the season. Ferguson doubled, was stranded at second in the first, struck out swinging against Scott back in the third. Lefty hitter with an open stance. And the first pitch, fly down the left field line. This one a souvenir to the back of the third base seats. It is 0-1. But Alonso said that after he was hit by that pitch from Charlie Morton, Charlie came looking for him. Not in a nefarious way, but to apologize. The 0-1. Outside, it's 1-1. Said he obviously didn't mean to hit him there. Said if people speculating this or that, just wanted to clear that. Chucky's a good guy, and the situation didn't call for it either. There's nothing to it. I just happened to get hit with an up-and-in fastball. Pickoff throw to first, and Meredith dives in safely. Not a surprise that Pete Alonso taking the common sense approach. The 1-1, runner goes up and away. Throw down by Parada, the tag by Lugo. He's safe. Got around the tag from William, and Meredith swipes second. Looked like the throw from Parada beat him. Sandy irate at the call from the base umpire, Elliot Melton. We'll see if Sandy can be a part-time umpire later on this summer here on Coney Island. But on the replay, looks like again another good call by Melton. And Meredith got in underneath the tag. So he's at second. A 2-1 cut on and missed. It's 2-2. And we do have a correct answer on our Coney Convos trivia question of the day. We'll get you that answer in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Cloudy skies on this Friday night. Go ahead, run at second, the 2-2. Outside, it's 3-2 as Parada bluffs a throw behind the runner at second. Nice crowd on hand, 80s night, FDNY night at the ballpark. Margaritaville night coming up tomorrow. First 1,500 fans getting a nifty Hawaiian bucket hat courtesy of the Cyclones. The payoff pitch. And another one fouled away.
Will we have some pregame cheeseburgers in paradise tomorrow?
We'll look for our lost shaker assault, and we'll save the margaritas for after the game. Unless we want to really go full Major League style. Shout out Harry Doyle. Scott comes set at the belt. Another 3-2, and Ferguson strikes out swinging, a career high 9 strikeouts for Christian Scott through 5 innings of 2-hit shutout baseball here on Coney Island. Halfway through here from Maimonides Park, no score between the Cyclones and Drive on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hi, this is Joe Swazi from Glen Cove, New York, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Beautiful night for baseball, clear skies. Sandy's done his duty, passing out the t-shirts on our t-shirt toss. Great to see our brilliant photographer, Matt Kipp, up here. Press box level here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you. Bottom third of the lineup, two up for Brooklyn, Mateo Gil, Eduardo Salazar, Cesar Berbessi. This one slashed into left center field. And Decker back into his left, runs it down for the first out of the inning. So Gil just misses barreling it up. One away, one pitch into the fifth. Dobbins just 54 pitches after that last toss to Gil. Eduardo Salazar ground out to third, his first time up today. Righty offers. And the first pitch to Salazar, taken down and away for ball one. Great crowd on hand today, including one of the Mets' greatest players. 1-0. Salazar fouled back. It is 1-1. But off in one of the booths to our left. We spotted him on the broadcast earlier today. Didn't give him a shout-out, but it's Jose Reyes. 1-1. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2. Reyes, the same hometown as Greenville shortstop Edinson Paulino. He's getting to check out the future Mets. And one of his hometown friends. As Salazar out in front for strike three. Another punch out tonight for Hunter Dobbins. Make that 5 for him this evening. 2 down in the bottom of the fifth for Cesar Berbessi. Berbessi ground out to third, his first trip today. Right. Righty's first pitch. And Cesar cuts and misses. It's 0-1. Verbesi playing for the first time since game two of Saturday's doubleheader at Jersey Shore. The 0-1. And Verbesi swings and misses. It's 0-2. Got cleated trying to make a tag on the runner advancing to second. A potential stolen back. Stayed in for an inning or two, but then departed. As Verbesi takes low, it's 1-2. We'll get one more read of our Coney Cabos trivia question before we give you the answer. We'll move the answer to the top of the sixth now that the bases are empty and two out. The 1-2. Verbesi sends it towards the luxury level. And it's still a 1-2 count on Cesar. But Gil Hodges on this date in 1973 at his number 14 retired by the Mets. Also hit the first home run in franchise history. As Verbesi takes outside, it's 2-2. So our Coney Combo's trivia question of the day is, what former All-Star pitcher did Gil Hodges hit that first Mets home run off of? As Verbesi tries to hold up, could not strike three, inning over. Sixth punch out for Dobbins. 1-2-3 goes Brooklyn in the fifth. After five here on Coney Island, no score on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Christian Scott's day is done. We've got a new pitcher in the ball game for Brooklyn. It's Michael Krause. He comes on in this scoreless tie to get 2-3-4 for Greenville. This pitching change brought to you by our friends at Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them at 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. So Krause on, 2-3-4, two up for Greenville in this scoreless tie as we enter the sixth.
Michael Krause making his Coney Island debut. And his first pitch slider slips up and away. It's 1-0. How about Christian Scott? Five innings, no runs, two hits, a walk, a career high, nine strikeouts, 77 pitches, and 52 strikes as Paulino takes outside. It's 2-0. Scott, you look at his last four starts now. Just otherworldly good. As Paulino takes high, it's 3-0. All told, 18 innings. As Paulino looks at a strike, it is 3-1. 18 innings, he's allowed just six hits and one run. He has walked only three. As this fouled off the top of the screen down the third base line, it's 3-2. Only walked three, and he has struck out 22.
That's what
in those 18 innings.
A 0.50 ERA, half a run, right?
Yep, literally that.
Yeah.
Wow, look at you. Math whiz,
well,
Johnny Gadamowicz.
18-2, now I'm confusing myself. Maybe I should.
It was better in your head.
I should have quit when I was ahead.
As Paulino takes outside for ball four. So one of the Red Sox top 10 prospects works a walk. Paulino on base for the first time today. One on, nobody out for Blaze Jordan. Has been hit by a pitch, reached on a throwing error tonight. Look at the numbers for Krause since joining Brooklyn. Made one appearance with the Cyclones last year on the road. As there is a strike to Jordan, it's 0-1. And spent a majority of last year at single-A St. Lucie before finishing the campaign at double-A Binghamton. Runner goes, the 0-1, cut on and missed. Throw down by Parada, the tag, this time by the second baseman, Berbessi, not in time. Edinson Paulino with a stolen base. It's 0-2 on Jordan. But the Dominican native and friend of Jose Reyes comes away with a stolen bag. Paulino's 13th stolen base of the season. Go ahead, run in scoring position, the 0-2. This one poked on the ground. Pass the diving glove of Estep. Corralled by Berbessi. Spinning throw from his knees to first, not in time. Oh, my goodness, what a play by Berbessi. One, to just get a glove on that baseball. And two, while spinning on the turf, able to make an accurate enough throw just to have a shot at Jordan hustling up the line. Good piece of batsmanship by Jordan. Just flung the barrel at that baseball. And Krause getting to the bag just a hair behind Jordan. So an infield base hit. And the drive threatening first and third. Nobody out trying to score the game's first run. Brian Gonzalez has struck out twice, and Parada stretching out as far as he can to save a wild pitch. And the game's first run, it's 1-0. And Parada out to the mound to talk with the right-hander Krause. Krause, right-hander, 6'1", 200 pounds. Will turn at 26 in August from Murraysville, Pennsylvania, signed by the Mets last year. Out of independent ball, was pitching for the Cleburne Railroaders and the American Association out of Texas. Started his college career, Krause did, on the club baseball team at Xavier. Transferred from there to the D1 roster at St. Bonaventure before finishing his career at Mercyhurst in his home state of Pennsylvania. As this one scalded left center field, that'll split the gap and up against the wall. Paulino scores to give Greenville the lead. Here comes Jordan to the plate. Relay throw by Lugo offline. It's a two-run double for Brian Gonzalez, and Greenville has a 2-0 sixth-inning lead. For Gonzalez, his fifth double of the year, RBIs 25 and 26. And the drive strike first on the 104-mile-an-hour two-base knock.
Well, a tough start to Michael Krause's day. He comes fresh into the game trying to preserve what was really just a masterful outing from Christian Scott, and goes walk, single, double.
Those the first runs Krause has allowed all year. Brings up Tyler Miller. This one back up the middle and through into center field. Here comes Gonzalez to the plate. Ramirez throw will not be in time. Kicks off of Parada, and that's going to allow Miller to take second base. It's an RBI single for Tyler Miller. He'll get second base on the throwing error from center. And the drive have a 3-0 advantage in the top of the sixth. Victor Ramos, the pitching coach, out to have a talk with Krause. Actually, no. It is Chris Newell, the manager for the Cyclones, who have come out and has already made a pitching change for Miller. His 20th RBI on the year. And Krause's day is done, despite not recording an out in the top half of the sixth inning. So all four batters reach, and it'll be a new arm coming in. Looks to be Paul Gervais. Man at first, nobody out. Three runs in for Greenville in the sixth. They lead 3-0 on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718 37 BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Well, it's time for another BiCal pitching change brought to you by our friends at BiCal Auto Mall. Be sure to visit them at 2859 Flatbush Ave in Brooklyn or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. The new pitcher in the ballgame, it's Paul Gervais. As Michael Krause comes in, fails to record an out, allows three runs, and the runner on second base in Miller, his responsibility. Paul Gervais into the game for Brooklyn, pitching in his 14th game of the year, the ERA sub-2 at 1.66.
Gervais has been outstanding in his first full professional season, trying to get out of trouble in the sixth. And the first toss to Eduardo Lopez fouled backwards. It's 0-1. Gervais, tallest man on the roster, 6'10", 240 pounds. Turned 23 last month from Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. Mets 12th round pick last year out of LSU. The 0-1. And Lopez laid on a fastball at 93. It's 0-2. Gervais making his 14th appearance. Last pitched on Sunday against Jersey Shore, picked up his first win of the year. His 0-2 struck him out swinging, dispatches him on a backdoor slider. And Lopez down on three pitches for the first out of the sixth inning. That painting the corner punch out brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. So man at second and one out for Ronald Rosario. Singled his last time, and he's laid on a heater. It is 0-1. Gervais did have his toughest outing of the year in his last performance. Gave up a season-high 2 runs, walked a season-high 4, despite earning the win in that slugfest of a game on Sunday, 10-6. As Rosario can't hit the fastball, it is 0-2. Gervais, fastball slider, also mixes in a split finger. Something clearly the Mets have had some interest in. It's not a pitch that's thrown a whole lot. There's quite a few guys on this roster that can spin one. Eli Ankeny, Jay Speck, Gervais, and the man who started today, Christian Scott. The 0-2 popped in the air, out of play, first base way. We'll do it again. We'll get you the answer to our Coney Combos trivia question of the night. We mentioned that on this date in 1973, Gil Hodges' number 14 was retired by the New York Mets after he passed away suddenly due to a heart attack before the 73 NL pennant-winning campaign. Gervais lifts and looks the runner back to second. Not only led the Mets to their first world title in 1969, but also hit the first home run in New York Mets history. So, which former All-Star pitcher did Gil Hodges hit the home run off of? Some guesses for Ray Washburn, Bob Gibson. Happened in St. Louis in 1962 as is fouled back at 0-2. But the correct answer coming courtesy of Rick Pippen. It was Larry Jackson who Gil Hodges homered off of at Busch Stadium in St. Louis for the first ever home run in franchise history. The 0-2 outside, it's 1-2. I don't know why it made me think of it. Who hit the first home run at Citi Field? Do you remember?
I can't say I do.
It was the first batter in the stadium's history. I don't know why.
They were playing the Rockies, correct?
Close. It was the Padres.
Padres,
NL West. Those weird things you remember and have visions of, the 1-2 sent backwards. Jody Garrett hit the first home run at Citi Field.
No.
And he was the first batter in the ballpark's history. What's up, everybody? Justin Rock, one of the Brooklyn Cyclone sweatshirt. Johnny Gadamowicz in the turquoise polo to my left. Beautiful night for baseball. As Rosario sends it backwards again, it is still 1-2. A lot of long at-bats from these Greenville hitters. A lot of foul balls. Four of them for Rosario with two strikes in this at-bat. Greenville with three runs in the inning. They have a 3-0 lead. The 1-2 from Gervais. Struck him out swinging. Got him on the fastball up at 95. And Rosario dispatched for the second out. That paint in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Man stays at second for Kier Meredith. Has walked, stolen a pair of bases, grounded into a fielder's choice. Stands upright from the left-hand side. And the former Clemson Tiger takes inside and low. It is 1-0. Meredith, undrafted free agent signee by the Red Sox, was drafted out of high school in 2017, 28th round pick of the Cubs. 1-0 from Pauly. And Meredith takes down by the shins. It's 2-0. Meredith dealt with a lot of injuries at Clemson. Missed most of the 2018 season with two separate injuries. And then most of 2019 due to several injuries before being healthy in 2020 when the pandemic shuttered everybody's doors. As Meredith watches that sail inside, three balls and no strikes. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, Greenville 3, Brooklyn nothing. Top of the sixth, game three of the six-game series. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you. The 3-0, and Meredith takes down and in for ball four. So Meredith, the first man to reach against Gervais tonight. Just the third walk allowed by Brooklyn pitching today. And there are two on, two out for the left fielder, Nick Decker, who has struck out both times tonight. He is 0-2. Decker, former Gatorade Player of the Year in his home state of New Jersey. Talk about a guy who has also dealt with some injuries through the early going in his pro career. Lefty batter with an open stance. Runners go. Throw down to third by Parada. Tagged by Gill. Not in time. A double steal. Miller takes third. Meredith swipes second. And the count 1-0 on Nick Decker. Second time in as many games, Tyler Miller has stolen third. And for Meredith, that's his third stolen base of the day. So 1-0 on Nick. And the righty offers. And Decker swings out of his shoes trying to catch up to the heat. Upstairs at 95, it is 1-1.
He quite literally swung out of his helmet.
I feel like I've seen more helmets pop off people's heads this year than I ever have in my first 30 years on this planet. 1-1. This in the air, center field. Ramirez waiting for it, now coming in. And he'll make the catch down by the word mark on that black jersey to end the inning. But the drive erupt for three runs in the inning on three hits, an error, and two men left at the end of 5.5. 3-0 drive on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hunter Dobbins back to the mound. Bottom half of the sixth inning. Greenville, thanks to a two-run Brian Gonzalez double and a Tyler Miller single, have a 3-0 advantage. Our series continues with a doubleheader tomorrow to make up for yesterday's postponement. Our coverage gets underway 3:45 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, leading up to the 4 o'clock first pitch in Game 1. Jeffrey Colon against Wickelman Gonzalez in the opener, and it'll be Tyler Stewart against Jordan DiValerio in Game 2. Alex Ramirez on the top of Brooklyn's lineup, two up, trailing by 3. Ramirez, single to lead off the game for Brooklyn, fouled out to right his last time. And the first pitch from Dobbins popped straight back up in the air. Catcher Rosario ditches the mask on the green turf, right on the M in Maimonides' health. Puts it away for the first out of the sixth inning. Dobbins been very economical, just 65 pitches with one out in the bottom of the sixth. And now Kevin Parada 0-2. Struck out and popped up to short so far tonight. Looking to extend his 11-game on-base streak. And the first pitch to Parada is taken for a called strike one. Brooklyn in the alternate black uniforms will be worn all weekend as a part of Play Ball Weekend festivities across Major and Minor League Baseball. The 0-1 is low, 1-1. You see the fans of all ages out at the ballpark. Some Little Leaguers in attendance tonight. Chance of Let's Go Cyclones echoing throughout the 1-1. And Parada fooled on the breaking pitch down and away. It is quickly 1-2. Right-hander hides his eyes behind that red mitt as Parada pulls it foul up the third baseline. It stays at a ball and two strikes. Dobbins, as Johnny said, battled Tommy John surgery. Injured his UCL in a preseason scrimmage entering 2021. You see the league leaders in doubles. Kevin Parada coming into play today, tied for fourth. With 14 on the year, Wilfred Veras of Winston-Salem among the league leaders. Blaze Jordan at third base for Greenville is third as Parada swings and misses strike three. Dobbins got him on the breaking pitch down and away, curveball. And there are two out now in the bottom of the sixth for William Lugo. Seven strikeouts tonight for Dobbins. Brings up William Lugo. 0-2 tonight. And the first pitch to him, grounded up the middle. Diving play by Paulino to his left. Gets up, throw to first in time to get his counterpart to end the inning. Edinson Paulino with a stellar play to his left, robbing William Lugo of a base hit and bringing an end to the bottom of the sixth. 1-2-3 go the Cyclones, thanks to some great defense. At the end of six, 3-0 drive on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
We have no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why.
with 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Top of the seventh inning, top of the lineup, two up for Greenville, Ferguson, Paulino, and Jordan. Paul Gervais out for a second full inning of relief. Drive, three runs, five hits, no errors. They have left six. Brooklyn, no runs, three hits, two errors. They have left three. So with Max Ferguson due to lead off in the top of the seventh, stepping up to the play-by-play microphone, my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowicz.
Hey, thanks, Justin. Yeah, the Cyclones in dire need of some runs here on this Friday night on Coney Island. But the first order of business is for Paul Gervais to take care of the top of the seventh. It's 3-0 Greenville, and Gervais gets 1-2-3 in the order. First pitch, fouled off on the left side, high in the air. It's 0-1 to Max Ferguson, the Greenville leadoff hitter. A double in the first. Since then, two strikeouts for Ferguson, who coming into tonight was at 241 on the season. Gervais exclusively from the stretch is 0-1, misses badly outside in the righty batter's box to the lefty batter, and it's 1-1. Christian Scott was spectacular Brooklyn starter. Five innings of scoreless two-hit baseball. 1-1 from Gervais, swing and a miss. Late on a 96-mile-per-hour heater was Ferguson, and it's 1-2. A career-high 9 strikeouts for Scott to go along hand with just one walk. But Michael Krause coming in as the second Brooklyn pitcher of the day failed to register an out and gave up 3 runs, all earned on 3 hits. Gervais trying to make sure the Greenville lead balloons no larger than 3 is 1-2. Misses up and away, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ferguson, 34 runs scored on the year. That paces this Greenville squad. Also leads the team in walks with 32. An on-base machine flares the 2-2 in the air on the left side. Palmer back first, then in a couple of strides, and makes the one-handed catch for out number one. So one away. The base is empty for Edinson Paulino, who walked and later came around to score the first Greenville run of the day an inning ago. Gervais facing him for the first time today, the big 6'10 righty out of LSU. First pitch, hit down the third baseline, foul. It's 0-1. LSU, a school that has been in recent headlines. Still plenty of time to go before MLB draft season. But would not be surprised whatsoever if, believe what would be for the first time ever, the first two overall selections from the same university. 1-1 in there for a called strike on the breaking ball. It's 0-2, of course, that university being Louisiana State.
Yeah, there was a piece on ESPN today talking about how LSU might have better prospects than 6 Major League Baseball teams right now.
0-2 from Gervais. Cut on and missed strike 3. Out in front of a changeup. And Gervais has a strikeout. There's 2 gone with the bases empty for Blaze Jordan. It's not too hard to believe. You think about if you have number 1, number 2 overall, I guess in theory that could put you ahead of some farm systems as far as ratings and recruiting profiles are concerned. First pitch. Misses down and in towards the cleats of Blaze Jordan. It's 0-1. Gervais already with 3 strikeouts. 12 on the evening thus far for Brooklyn pitching. With Paul Skeens, Dylan Cruz, the names, as a 1-0 fastball is in there for a called strike. It's 1-1.
And the crazy thing is Skeens was a transfer from Air Force.
Someone who scouts have touted as the best pitching prospect since Steven Strasburg. 1-1, hits the nub of the bat. Did it catch the finger? It looked like it did. And it'll be a hit batsman as Blaze Jordan can occupy first base. One that Gervais just lost. Ran inside and clipped, might have been maybe the pinky of Jordan. Sounded like it definitely hit at least an area of the lumber. And now a quick conversation with the home plate umpire, Brian Laws, before he makes his way down to the bag.
Yeah, this is confusing. So Jordan checked his swing. Looked, on my point of view, as that happened live, that it hit the knob of the bat.
It certainly sounded like it did.
But the home plate umpire appealed down to first, and Elliot Melton said there was no swing, which I figure would have indicated that it was a hit-by-pitch. Wouldn't have been if he went around and swung at the baseball. That's why Chris Newell came out beyond the first step of the Brooklyn dugout, and why Iggy Suarez, third base coach and manager for the Drive, coming down to talk with the home plate umpire, Brian Laws, but it will be a foul ball and not a hit-by-pitch.
Well, Paul Gervais will certainly take that and run with it.
That's what looked like Parada was trying to talk to him about.
Get a second look at it here for those of you watching along on the Bally Live app.
Yeah. It was also sort of a delayed reaction from Jordan as well.
So Gervais kicks and deals. And misses just a hair outside. So the count now, 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Base is empty. If you're just joining us, Greenville 3, Brooklyn nothing. Pardon me, the count 3-1 as opposed to 2-2. 3-1 pitch. This one in there for a called strike. And the count now moves full to 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brooklyn defense playing pretty straight up with the bases empty and 2 gone. Maybe the center fielder, Alex Ramirez, in a tad. 3-2, wave and a miss, strike 3. 83-mile-per-hour changeup. Blaze Jordan over the top of it. Paul Gervais has his 4th strikeout. Brooklyn's got 13 punch-outs on the night, but the Cyclones with some work to do, down 3. Stretch time in Brooklyn on the Cyclone Radio Network in the Valley Live app.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Well, Chris Newell's got the heart of his batting order due up in the bottom of the 7th. With some work to do, it's Greenville 3 and Brooklyn nothing. Omar De Los Santos, Jalen Palmer, and Chase Estep, 4-5-6, the 3 in the frame for the Cyclones. Alongside Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. De Los Santos first for the 3rd time today. Tough day at the office so far for Omar. 0-2, 2 swinging strikeouts. And he comes up now to anoint this bottom of the 7th inning. Cyclones on the night have only mustered 3 base hits, almost as many errors in the field, too, as they have hits on the night. Righty on righty. Here's the pitch. De Los Santos takes a fastball in there for a called strike at 93 miles per hour on the gun from Hunter Dobbins. Still out there in the 7th inning of work, the Greenville starter. Into his wind, 0-1. De Los Santos chops it foul on the left side. And Omar behind quickly 0-2. It's not every day you see a pitcher in the minors, particularly at the high A level, go into the 7th inning of work. 0-2. Swing and a foul ball on the left side towards the Greenville dugout down the 3rd baseline. And we'll try it again at 0-2.
And he still weighs off from his season high in pitches thrown. He was removed from the game right now. Would be his 2nd fewest thrown in a game this year. So he's been super economical in addition to being dominant.
Seven strikeouts. Keeping these Brooklyn bats on their toes. De Los Santos back in the righty batter's box, ready to go. And Dobbins heaves in 0-2. Omar takes towards his knees for ball one. Greenville tonight, 3 runs on 5 hits and no errors. As Dobbins tucks his face behind the mitt, the 1-2. De Los Santos flares it in the air, foul up over our heads. And out of the stadium towards the parking lot. These two teams right back at it tomorrow, a doubleheader after yesterday's postponements before the finale Sunday. 1-2 pitch, a rocket to shallow left field. That's in for a base hit. De Los Santos, a sharp turnaround first, but he'll park in there. A leadoff single for Omar. And that will put the tying run in the on-deck circle with nobody out. And Jalen Palmer set to come to bat with the speedster, De Los Santos, off of first base.
Yeah, and that ends a streak of 7 in a row retired by the right-hander Dobbins.
First pitch upcoming to Palmer. He takes up and in. A breaking ball without much break for ball one.
Palmer the last man to reach with a single.
Struck out swinging in the second. Singled in the fourth with 2 outs and could advance no further. 1-0. Palmer taking all the way. It misses inside yet again for ball two. Interesting to see Dobbins go back-to-back breaking balls to start out Palmer. He's been favoring the fastball more often than not tonight. But a different approach here to the Brooklyn left fielder. 2-0. Palmer takes yet again and misses high for ball three.
It looked like a changeup that time from Dobbins.
Jalen wearing his dark blue batting gloves to go along with the alternate black jersey. 3-0 pitch. Taking all the way, it's a called strike. And it's 3 balls and 1 strike. To no surprise, Palmer didn't lift the bat off the right shoulder. Cyclones in need of base runners here. No real hurry. First baseman holding on De Los Santos. A throw over to check on him is not in time. Tyler Miller keeping his right foot planted on that bag. That's the kind of real estate you need to pay Omar De Los Santos. 3-1 pitch, and Palmer hits this one down the left field line, but it lands just foul. A scorcher off the bat of Jalen, but just couldn't size it up properly. And now the count moves to 3 balls and 2 strikes. After Jalen, Chase Estep next. Then Mateo Gill should things get that far. 3-0 Greenville here in the bottom of the seventh. Cyclones trying to make it back-to-back victories after Kevin Parada's walk-off heroics 2 days ago. Dobbins ready to go. His payoff. And Palmer down on strikes, swinging a miss. 94-mile-per-hour heater just couldn't catch up to it. And Jalen is retired. 8 strikeouts so far on the day for Hunter Dobbins, all of which have been of the swinging variety. And he gets Palmer for the second time today. So now Chase Estep. We'll see if De Los Santos wants to get fancy here on the base paths. First pitch, fastball, misses up and away. And it's 1-0 to the lefty batter Estep.
I'd imagine he's going to stay put here, particularly considering the fact this is a 3-run game. His run isn't as important as the man at the plate. With Bob Kipper, the pitching coach, out to talk as the Greenville bullpen looks like it's going to start getting ready momentarily.
For Dobbins on the night so far, this next pitch will be his 85th of the evening.
And for the drive, it is the right-hander Nate Tellier up and throwing in their bullpen.
So we'll see how much longer the leash is from Greenville skipper Iggy Suarez when it comes to Hunter Dobbins' outing tonight. Meeting on the mound has dispersed, and Dobbins kicks around some dirt on his pitcher's mound before he toes that slab and focuses his attention towards home on a 1-0 delivery to Estep. De Los Santos in front of the cutout. Runner goes. Here's the pitch, and Estep pops it up. on the left side of the infield. The third baseman, Jordan, reaches up to make the catch, and De Los Santos knew he quickly had to retreat. Thankfully, Omar has the speed to do just that and not get caught on any sort of potential double play. So two gone now as De Los Santos back on first base after he attempted the steal. A less than ideal outcome for Chase Estep. Runner does not advance, and now there are two away for Mateo Gil. Righty arm on righty bat. And this seventh inning, Hunter Dobbins to go get. First pitch. Misses down and away to Gil. And a good block by Rosario to make sure De Los Santos could not advance on any sort of potential pass ball. Two away, 1-0 the count on the right-handed hitting third baseman Mateo Gil, who did double back in the second inning, one of four Brooklyn hits tonight. 1-0. Gil fouls it straight back up towards us, and it's 1-1. Mateo entered today with a six-game hitting streak. He has since extended that to seven, during which 8-for-24. Perfect, .333 batting average. 1-1 on the way. Gil takes a fastball for a called strike, and it's 1-2. Mateo tied for the team lead in home runs with 5. He, Stanley Consuegra, and Alex Ramirez. All checking the boxes in the power department. Lights have just about taken their full effect here at the ballpark tonight, with dark skies overhead. 1-2, 2-2. The pitch. Gil flares it on the left side to the shortstop. Underhand flip to second to get the force out for out number 3. So Brooklyn strands a man. No runs on a hit. No errors. And one left at the end of 7. Greenville 3 and Brooklyn zilch on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Cityside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 646-715-5555. That's 646-715-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Cityside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 646-715-5555.
Seven innings down, two to go here from Maimonides Park. Unless things change for the better for the Cyclones, perhaps. Brooklyn down 3. It's 3-0 with Paul Gervais back out for a second full frame of work. And the Brooklyn bats have been held to just 4 hits so far tonight. No runs. But that Brooklyn bullpen, Justin, that has been really just dazzling over the course of the past month and change. Michael Krause faltering a bit, allowing the 3 runs, and now Gervais trying to keep the bats in a position to be able to come back and win this game.
Thank you, Johnny. Brian Gonzalez, the difference in this game right now is 2-run double put Greenville on the board. This foul pop, first base side, Estep over the shoulder, makes an incredible catch for the first out of the 8th inning. He saw the catch Alex Ramirez made over his shoulder in center during the last homestand, and Estep decided, hey, I can do that. And what a great play by a guy who spent most of his college time at the other end of the diamond at third base. Well, makes a beautiful play at first and foul ground. One pitch, one out for Gervais in the 8th inning. Brings up Tyler Miller, RBI single his last trip. And he swings and misses at a fastball at 0-1. We mentioned earlier Pete Alonso landing on the IL. A lot of moves made by the Mets today. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2. One of the more notable ones, though, is that, at least for now, Tomas Nido is staying in the Mets organization. Accepted his outright to AAA Syracuse. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Might have been the split finger down. And Gervais has another strikeout. Two down in the top of the eighth. And for Paul, that is his fifth punchout of the evening. Bases empty. Two away for Eduardo Lopez. A strikeout and a couple of fly balls to the left side. Five strikeouts for Gervais, matching his season high. As Lopez gets it off the hands, it's 0-1. Top of the 9 o'clock hour, Justin Rock with you, alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. Greenville 3, Brooklyn nothing. Top half of the eighth inning. Righty's 0-1. And Lopez tries to hit the split finger, drops to a knee, comes up empty. It is 0-2. Steven Nogosic designated for assignment. Luis Guillorme back up with the big league club, as is left-hander Zach Muckenhern. The 0-2 outside. And it's one ball and two strikes. Brooklyn will have 8-9-1. Two up in the bottom of the eighth inning. Looks like Nate Tellier will come on and pitch. Righty at the belt. The 1-2 to Lopez. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Six strikeouts, a new season high for Paul Gervais tonight. He has been nothing short of dominant out of the bullpen today. No runs, no hits, nobody left at the end of 7.5, 3-0 drive on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Moving right along, we go to the bottom of the eighth from Maimonides Park. Greenville 3, Brooklyn nothing. And a new pitcher in the game for Greenville, it's Nate Tellier. The right-hander relieves Hunter Dobbins, who was just spectacular for the drive tonight. Dobbins, someone who was on his A game, to say the least. Seven scoreless innings, four hits, eight strikeouts. We'll see if Tellier can find similar success here against these Cyclones bats, Justin.
Brooklyn looking for a rally. Eduardo Salazar to lead off and nearly gets drilled with a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. And it's 1-0. Salazar struck out his last trip. He is 0-2. Also grounded out to third tonight, the 1-0. And the right-hander misses down and away. It's two balls and no strikes. Tellier, 25 years old. At UMass Dartmouth. In North Dartmouth, Massachusetts, the 2-0. And a slider inside. It's three balls and no strikes. Tellier, 5'9", 180 pounds. Celebrated his 25th birthday back on Monday from Attleboro, Massachusetts. And now Salazar gets it. Almost hit him on the first pitch. Missed inside and then outside and then clips Salazar. And the leadoff man aboard for Brooklyn to begin the bottom of the eighth inning. Look at the numbers for Tellier, making his 13th appearance, 2-0, a 2.76 ERA. 10 hits and 16 in the third innings. 11 walks, 20 strikeouts. Coming into play tonight, a 175 opponent average. Last pitched against Hickory last Saturday through a scoreless inning. Has allowed just one run over his last five appearances. Cesar Berbezzi 0 for 2, struck out his last time up. And the first pitch from Tellier is a fastball across for strike one.
A little bit of an unconventional wind-up slash delivery from Tellier. He really sort of rears back before he unleashes and lets it fly.
Sort of curls his whole upper body towards second base. And he unleashes a 90-mile-an-hour fastball that Cesar can't catch up to. It is 0-2. Final line for Hunter Dobbins. Seven shutout innings. Four hits, no walks, eight strikeouts. 89 pitches, 60 strikes. The 0-2. And Berbezzi a tapper towards first. Scooped there by Miller on to second for one. And they'll get the lead runner. That's all. Nicely played by Tyler Miller to pick up that bounding baseball and make a spinning accurate throw on to Polino covering the second base back. So 3-6 on the fielder's choice. One on, one out in the eighth for Alex Ramirez. Rami 1-for-3. Singled his first time up. Since then, a foul out to first and a pop-up to the catcher. Righty's first pitch. And Tellier fires a strike. It is 0-1. Tellier, part of his second season in Greenville, made one appearance with a drive last year. He's a two-way player in college, played some center field and second base. Hit .382 as a collegiate in 2018. The 0-1. And Tellier fires a strike on the inside corner. It's 0-2. Really was found by the Red Sox pitching for the Brockton Rocks in the NECBL. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Struck him out on 85 miles an hour down. And Tellier has his first strikeout. One on, two out in the eighth for Kevin Parada, 0-for-3 tonight.
We've seen 24 total strikeouts tonight between these two squads combined. Talk about the game trending towards those three true outcomes. Strikeouts on full display.
9 for Greenville, 16. My math works for Brooklyn tonight as Parada can't connect. It's 0-1. And Tellier got a call from Red Sox Northeast Regional Scout Ray Fagnant asking if he wanted to join his hometown ball club. Parada swings and misses 0-2. It's a great shot before of our team photographer, Matt Kipp, scrolling through the shots he has acquired so far tonight. One on, two out. Tellier's 0-2. And Parada swings and misses for strike three. So Tellier hits the leadoff man and then gets a ground ball and a pair of strikeouts to strand him at first. No runs, no hits, one left. Eight innings in the books. 3-0 Greenville on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Time for another pitching change brought to you by our friends at Baikal Auto Mall. Visit them at 2859 Flatbush Ave in Brooklyn, or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. Paul Gervais' day is done. Really a spectacular day for Paul. Three hitless, scoreless innings, six strikeouts, and a walk. Now Benito Garcia on to pitch the ninth before the Brooklyn Bats try to provide yet some more late-inning heroics here at Maimonides Park, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Boy, was Paul Gervais fantastic in this ball game today. Gervais, the six strikeouts, a new career high for him as Benito Garcia takes over to start the top of the ninth inning. Bottom third of the lineup due up for Greenville. Garcia standing 6 feet tall, 165 pounds, 23 years old, from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Rejoined Brooklyn prior to last week's series down by the shore. Rosario 1-for-3 with a base hit, struck out his last time up, and Garcia misses outside for ball one. Fastball changeup predominantly for Garcia. This is fifth appearance in Brooklyn, no record of 2.57 ERA. Four hits in seven innings, two walks, six Ks. The 1-0 from Benito. And Rosario looks at a strike, it's 1-1. Garcia, last pitched in game two of Saturday's doubleheader, through two innings, gave up a run on two hits. No walk, struck out one. At the waist is 1-1. And Rosario ties himself in a knot. It is 1-2. Garcia has bounced between Brooklyn and St. Lucie this year. This is second stint with the Cyclones in 2023. A 1-2 pitch. Struck him out swinging. Breaking ball away from Benito. And Rosario down on strikes for the second time today. One away for Kier Meredith. Painting the corner punch out. Brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. At the 16th strikeout tonight now for Brooklyn. Brings up Meredith from the left-hand side, pops it skyward. Foul ground, back behind home, Parada by the netting, but this will be about two rows back. And the count is 0-1. Brooklyn's season high for pitching strikeouts in a nine-inning game, 17. Last did it on May the 6th here at home against Aberdeen. Done that twice this year. 0-1 on Meredith. Garcia fans that black leather mitt on his front left hip as he gets the sign. Right-hander's 0-1. And Meredith takes a strike. It's 0-2. Look ahead to the bottom of the ninth for Brooklyn. Lugo, De Los Santos, and Palmer. Action brewing down the right field line, or rather the left field line, for the drive. Benito's 0-2. Up and away. And it's one ball and two strikes. Right-hander up and throwing down the line. The 1-2. Up and away. It's two balls and two strikes. If only the guy in the bullpen could turn around, we'd figure out who it was. Garcia's 2-2, and Meredith swings and misses for strike three. That pitch nearly hit him in the shins. Great 11-5 break on that offering from Benito Garcia. And that now Brooklyn's 17th pitching strikeout tonight, matching their season high. So bases empty, two out for Nick Decker. 0-3 tonight. With a couple of strikeouts and a fly ball to center. Right-hander's first toss to the lefty hitter. And Decker takes up and away. It is 1-0. Looks to be Graham Hoffman, I believe, up and throwing down the line for the drive. The 1-0. And Decker takes down and away. Two balls and no strikes. King Henry signing some autographs for fans. Someone asked me for my autograph heading towards the team bus on the road in Jersey Shore.
Really?
They did. They thought I was a player. I told them, no, I'm going to ruin the value of your of your autographs here. The 2-0 swinging a foul tip. It's 2-1.
I thought they knew who you were and they wanted your autograph.
No, they had no idea. They had absolutely no idea. And Parada shaken up after that foul ball. Paul Gonzalez, the head athletic trainer, out to take a look. Chris Newell, the Brooklyn manager, out as well. Looked like it caught him in the hand. And Parada clearly in some pain as he gets looked at right outside the left-handed batter's box. It's part of the unfortunate nature of being a catcher is you get so many of those nicks and bruises. Development coach Juan Loyo could tell you all about that. Was a catcher in the Mets organization for many years before ending his playing career after last season. Moving to the coaching side of things, Loyo was essentially Jacob DeGrom's personal catcher when he was rehabbing up and down the minor leagues last year before he returned to New York. Of course, best wishes to Jake as he has to undergo yet another Tommy John surgery. It was announced a couple of weeks ago. Still working on the hands of Parada back behind home. As KP trying to shake it off. But great couple of promotions coming up later on this weekend. We mentioned bucket hat giveaway, floral pattern bucket hat giveaway tomorrow as part of Margaritaville night. That giveaway will happen when the gates open at 3 o'clock tomorrow. First 1,500 fans will get that Margaritaville bucket cap baseball. You can drink tomorrow. Everyone runs the bases after the game. And then on Sunday, Eastern European night, with pregame ceremonies on the field, and the first 1,000 fans get an amazing socks giveaway. Blue and orange Mets and Cyclones colored socks. Parada back up on his feet. May not have been his hand, may have been hit in the most uncomfortable of spots. We'll let you surmise what that means. Looked like it caught Parada below the belt. And that's why both sides giving Parada all the time he needs. It looks like Parada going to stay in there. Back up, no longer knees bent. Going to get some water from one of the bat boys. Honestly, just great to see Kevin standing upright and feeling a little bit better right now. Never a fun sight to see. And taking a look around the Mets affiliates today, it has been a tough one in Pittsburgh. Top of the eighth, Pirates leading the Mets 12-2. Francisco Lindor, a solo homer, is 12th of the year. Tough day at the ball yard for former Cyclone Tyler McGill. Gave up 9 runs in 3 2/3. Bottom of the ninth, Syracuse trailing Lehigh Valley. Phillies affiliate 9-6. Danny Mendick, Jonathan Araúz, and former Cyclone Carlos Cortez have all gone deep in that ballgame. Double-A Binghamton had a delayed start in Reading due to weather. First pitch wasn't until 8:34. They lead 1-0 in the bottom of the third on a Jose Peroza home run as Gonzalez and Newell heading back to the dugout. Parada back in his crouch behind home plate. And play will resume with a 2-1 count on Nick Decker. Benito didn't throw very many warm-up pitches or any tosses at all during that break. The 2-1, and Decker fouls it off. It is 2-2. Luis Moreno making the start for Double-A today. Single A St. Lucie, top of the 10th at home against Daytona. Reds Farm Club, they trail 4-3. Jose Hernandez, a solo homer, his first of the year. The 2-2. Decker sends it out of play towards the third base concourse. It'll remain even. Six innings of one-hit shutout ball for Douglas Orellana in that ball game. Future Cyclone, you would imagine. Garcia looking for a 1-2-3 inning. The 2-2. Decker yanks it towards the first base dugout. Stays at two balls and two strikes. Dominican Summer League. Mets Blue beat the Twins 10-6. Vladdy Gomez. Reniel Diaz with home runs in that one. It's time called at home. Mets Orange in the Dominican Summer League falling to the Rays 6-5 today. Jeffrey Rosa hit a home run for them. And the Florida Complex League Mets fell to the Astros in St. Lucie 8-2. The 2-2 again, and Decker pops it straight up. Out in a shallow left is the shortstop Lugo, called off by Palmer racing in behind him. Lugo gets out of dodge, and Palmer makes the running grab to close out a elongated but 1-2-3 top half of the ninth. Lugo, De Los Santos, Palmer, the 3-2 up. Brooklyn needs 3 to tie, 4 to walk it off. They trail 3-0 on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hi, this is Trey McLaughlin from Shelton, Connecticut, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
New pitcher in the game for Greenville as they try to close up shop. A 3-0 lead on the Cyclones as we move to the bottom of the ninth. It is Robert Kwiatkowski into the game for the drive. Only the third pitcher used by Iggy Suarez tonight, but that's all he's needed to get an efficient night out of his pitching staff. And that was, of course, spearheaded by Hunter Dobbins, who was just tremendous. Seven innings of scoreless, four-hit, eight-strikeout baseball. And now it will come down to the Cyclones' last licks. Lugo, De Los Santos, and Palmer to start in the ninth and try and spark a Brooklyn rally here on a Friday night, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Yeah, Hunter Dobbins, if this score holds, will collect his fourth straight win. Has given up just four earned runs in his last 26 innings. Robert Kwiatkowski is on. William Lugo, the first man to face him. Lugo 0-3 tonight. Ground out to short in his last at-bat. Kwiatkowski from the first base side of the hill. And his first pitch leaks outside. It's 1-0. Kwiatkowski, new arm in the game. 6'1", 190 pounds. Celebrated his 25th birthday yesterday. 1-0. Outside and low, it's 2-0. Kwiatkowski from Lawrenceville, Georgia. King Henry leading the chance. So let's go Cyclones. 2-0 on William. Kwiatkowski offers, and Lugo takes high and tight. Three balls and no strikes. Kwiatkowski making his 16th appearance. 3-for-3 in save tries. 1-1 record of 4.79 ERA. 19 hits and 20 2/3. 7 walks, 22 Ks, the 3-0. And Lugo looks at a strike, it's 3-1. Kwiatkowski, an inning of shutout relief his last time out on Sunday against Hickory. Has not allowed a run in each of his last five appearances dating back to the 19th of May. The 3-1. Lugo pops it straight back towards Zuss. Bat went flying. It'll land in the seats behind home. And it's full 3-2. Kwiatkowski, big reason his ERA so bloated, gave up seven runs in a game against Hudson Valley on April the 26th. And since then has only allowed two earned runs. Dating back to April the 30th. That's sometimes the issues with being a reliever. All it takes is one bad outing to inflate that ERA. It takes a little while to wrangle it back down. 3-2 on Lugo. The payoff pitch. Lugo golfs it in the air right center field. Out is the second baseman, Ferguson, drifting to his left. Right fielder, Gonzalez. Or rather, that is Meredith tonight. Hauls it in for the running grab. One out in the bottom of the ninth. Leadoff man retired. Here is Omar De Los Santos. 1-for-3 with a single. That was in his last time up. Brooklyn has only been shut out twice this year, most recently in game two of last Wednesday's doubleheader against Jersey Shore, a 5-0 defeat. Alrighty, kicks the first pitch. And De Los Santos fouls it towards the first base concourse. It is 0-1. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town. And look ahead to game 4 and 5 of this series tomorrow afternoon. As De Los Santos takes a strike on the outer half, it's 0-2. Drive. Three shutouts on the season for them. Last coming against Hickory on June the 1st. The 0-2, bouncing before the plate. It's 1-2. Drive, 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They have left 6. Brooklyn, no runs, 4 hits, 2 errors. They've stranded 5. Here in the bottom of the 9 o'clock hour, Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowitz with you. The 1-2 from Kwiatkowski, pulled on the ground to short. Vacuumed up by Paulino, throws a bullet to first, and De Los Santos out by about half a step. Omar was flying down the line. Would love to get the StatCast readings on that. Not only the run to first by De Los Santos, but the BB thrown by Paulino across the diamond. He's played a really nice defensive shortstop today. So it's all down to Jalen Palmer, 1-for-3 with a base hit. Sandwiched is that single between a pair of strikeouts. First from Kwiatkowski, and Jalen lifts it skyward to the first base seats. It's 0-1. Quiet, calm, serene night off the coast of the Atlantic Ocean. 62 degrees right now. Clear skies. The 0-1. Pulled towards the third base. Dugout on the ground. Foul. And the drive 1 strike away from returning to the wind column. Third baseman Jordan hugs the line. Kwiatkowski's 0-2. Breaking ball high. And it's 1-2. Kwiatkowski out of Marshall University. Started his college career at Spartanburg Methodist College in South Carolina. Now back in the Palmetto State as a pro ball player. 1-2. Struck him out. Swinging in the ball game is over. For the third time this year, Brooklyn is shut out. For the fourth time this year, Greenville has a shutout victory as they blank the Cyclones this evening by a final score of 3-0. Drive, 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors. 6 left. Brooklyn, no runs, 4 hits, 2 errors. They stranded 5. A 3-run top of the 6th. The difference, as the drive have taken 2 of the first 3 in this series before tomorrow's doubleheader to make up for yesterday's postponement. We'll take a break when we come back. Recap report is next. Don't go anywhere. You're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hey guys, here at Baikal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Baikal, you've always got a pal.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Well, a tough one tonight as the drive shut out the Cyclones by a final of 3-0. Justin Rock with you here on the Recap Report on Bally Live, MILB TV, and the Cyclones Radio Network. With the win tonight, Greenville reaching the 30-win plateau on the year, now 30-24. Brooklyn with the loss dropping to the 30-loss plateau at 23-30. Let's take you through the game that was tonight. It was really only in the sixth inning where all the damage was done. Christian Scott against Hunter Dobbins, and the pair of right-handers dueled against one another beautifully. Scott, 5 shutout, 2-hit innings, struck out a career-high 9. Hunter Dobbins went 7 shutout innings, struck out 8 in the ball game tonight for the drive. But it was in that sixth inning that Greenville took the lead for good and scored the game's only runs. It was a scoreless affair going into the top of the sixth inning. Christian Scott exited. Michael Krause came on for his Maimonides Park debut. On a full count, he walked Edinson Paulino, who then promptly swiped second base. After Paulino went to third on a Blaze Jordan infield base hit, Brian Gonzalez came through with our Howell's Potato Chips play of the game.
At St. Bonaventure before finishing his career at Mercyhurst in his home state of Pennsylvania, as this one scalded left center field. That'll split the gap and up against the wall. Paulino scores to give Greenville the lead. Here comes Jordan to the plate. Relay throw by Lugo offline. It's a two-run double for Brian Gonzalez, and Greenville has a 2-0 sixth inning lead. On the 104.
That two-run double by Brian Gonzalez gave the drive the lead and is our play of the game, brought to you by Howell's Potato Chips. Howell's Potato Chips, New York-made and Brooklyn-born. Howell's Potato Chips, the official potato chip of the Brooklyn Cyclones. So after that two-run double by Gonzalez gave the drive the lead, Tyler Miller came up, and on the very next pitch, made sure Brooklyn paid again. Those are the first runs Krause has allowed all year. Brings up Tyler Miller. This one back up the middle and through into center field. Here comes Gonzalez to the plate. Ramirez throw will not be in time. Kicks off of Parada, and that's going to allow Miller to take second base. It's an RBI single for Tyler Miller. He'll get second base on the throwing error. So that RBI single by Tyler Miller gave the drive a 3-0 lead. Krause exited. Paul Gervais came on through three innings of shutout, six strikeout baseball. That was a career high for him. But Brooklyn never quite could get the offense rolling today. You look at what they were able to do. And got a runner to third in the first, couldn't bring him in. Got a runner to second with two out in the second. But the final seven innings tonight, Brooklyn was unable to get a man into scoring position as Hunter Dobbins, Nate Tellier, and Robert Kwiatkowski combining on the four-hit shutout. Winning pitcher tonight, Hunter Dobbins, his fourth straight victory, seven shutout, four-hit frames. No walks, he struck out eight. The loss to Michael Krause gave up three runs, all earned on three hits. One walk, did not record an out tonight. He falls to 0-1. Robert Kwiatkowski, his fourth save. One shutout, perfect inning, struck out one. Again, final line score. Greenville, three runs, five hits, no errors, six men left. Brooklyn, no runs, four hits, two errors, and five left aboard. Final time of game today, a very manageable 2 hours and 25 minutes in front of a crowd of 3,222 at Maimonides Park. Take a look at the out-of-town scores before we say goodbye. This one of two finals in the league tonight. Greensboro shuts out Wilmington 6-0. Sung-Che Cheng is eighth homer of the year. Jace Bowen, a two-run shot, is 11th. Wyatt Matheson, a solo home run, his fifth. Top of the ninth in Rome. Hickory, a 4-2 lead on the Braves there. Top of the 10th, down by the shore, Hudson Valley 4. And the Blue Claws 3 in that one. Bottom of the eighth in Aberdeen. Asheville, a 3-2 lead on the Ironbirds. And top of the sixth in Bowling Green, the Dash. And the Hot Rods are even at 6. Sean Gusenberg, a 3-run homer for Winston-Salem, is 4th. And for Bowling Green, a 3-run home run also in that contest from one of the Rays' top farmhands in Carson Williams. Mets affiliate scoreboard today. Mets in Pittsburgh trailing 14-2 in the top of the ninth inning. Francisco Lindor has homered there. Triple-A Syracuse falls at home to Lehigh Valley 9-6. End of four in Reading. Double-A Binghamton tied at one. Jose Peraza solo home run is 7th of the year for the Ponies. Single-A St. Lucie, they trail 7-3. Bottom of the 10th inning at home against the Daytona Tortugas. Jose Hernandez, a solo homer in the fourth, his first of the year. Dominican Summer League action. The Mets blue team beat the Twins on the road 10-6. The Orange Club falling at home to the Rays 6-5. And the FCL Mets lost at home to the Astros today. Final tally of 8-2. Major League Baseball, before we say goodbye today, Diamondbacks beat the Tigers 11-6. It was the Rays 8 and the Rangers 3. Orioles beat the Royals 3-2. Middle of the eighth in Philadelphia, Dodgers and Phillies are even at 4. It has just gone final in the Bronx. Red Sox beat the Yankees 3-2. Bottom of the ninth in Toronto, Blue Jays and Twins tied 2 apiece. Top of the ninth in Cleveland, Astros in front of the Guardians 6-5. Nationals 2, Braves 1. That game in the bottom of the seventh inning. Top of the sixth on the south side of Chicago, White Sox and Marlins tied at 1. Dylan Cease against Yuri Perez. Bottom four in Milwaukee. A's doubling up the Brewers 4-2. Luis Medina against Adrian Hauser. Reds trailing the Cardinals 5-0. Top of the sixth in St. Louis. Jordan Montgomery against Ben Lively. Top of the fourth in Colorado. Padres leading the Rockies 6-1. Yu Darvish against Austin Gomber. Everything else about to get underway or later on tonight, 9:38. So starting any moment now, Angels and Mariners. Shohei Ohtani against Luis Castillo. And at 10:15 tonight, the Giants host the Cubs. Anthony DeSclafani against Marcus Stroman. Our series continues tomorrow afternoon with our first home doubleheader of the season. The first four of the year for Brooklyn were played on the road. Coverage starts on the pregame show with Johnny and I at 3:45 Eastern Time leading up to the 4 p.m. first pitch. Game one will be Jeffrey Cologne. 1-2, a 6.37 ERA against one of the Red Sox top 13 prospects in Wickelman Gonzalez. 2-2, a 6.32 ERA. In game two, it'll be Tyler Stewart for Brooklyn. 1-0, a sparkling 1.43 ERA. He'll go against the righty Jordan DiValerio. He is 3-2, a 2.88. earned run average. Game two will happen about 35 to 45 minutes after the conclusion of the opener, which will get underway at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Gates open at 3, Margaritaville night at the ballpark. First 1,500 fans will get a special floral-themed Margaritaville bucket cap as part of the festivities. That'll do it for us tonight as the Cyclones drop this one to Greenville by a final of 3-0 for our entire ownership group. With the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our Vice President, Stephen Cohen, General Manager, Kevin Mahoney, our Assistant General Manager, Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters back here at Maimonides Park on Coney Island, including my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Brooklyn again, your final, Greenville 3 and the Cyclones nothing. We hope to have you with us again for our double dip tomorrow afternoon. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Friday evening, everybody. So long from Coney Island.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.